a sample of Unix, and not too long ago, from 1965. See, played Hanky Panky a while ago. Somebody called to remind me, and you're right. I'm sorry you had to remind me of it. Hanky Panky played what I thought was the original version. I still think it was, from 1963. But the Tommy James version of it that became a hit in 66. His version was released also in 1963, but the same year, but just never really did anything. And as I remember the story right about 1966, some disc jockey played it one day on the air, thinking it was a new record. And of course it caught on, and so 3 years after Tommy James recorded it, it did become the major hit for him, of course. But the Raindrops and he both recorded in 63. 27 to 4, odd and obscure this hour. 34 degrees out.
At the Oxmoor Toyota Superstore, we say yes, we can. We can help you get the car of your choice with zero down. Even if you've had credit problems, we don't care. We say yes, we can. Divorce? We don't care. We say yes, we can. Slow credit? We say yes, we can. Bankruptcy? Repossession? We say yes, we can. We can help you get a new or pre-owned car of your choice. Call 1-800-823-6364. By calling 1-800-823-6364, you can get pre-approved for up to $20,000 before you buy. That's right, before you select a vehicle, we'll pre-approve you for up to $20,000. And if you call now, you'll receive 6 months of gas with the purchase of any vehicle. Call 1-800-823-6364 and let the Oxmoor Toyota Superstore help you. Maximum gas value, $360.
Broaden the horizons of your cyber world.
Log on to 84WHAS and Interstate 84.
Find more information, up-to-date news, the latest sports, weather, traffic, personality, and more. All launched from the Unix platform of the Internet Corporation, the Internet access provider of choice. Call 1-800-962-3750. The Autobahn has nothing on us. Interstate 84, from the webhead at
84 WHAS. Children will run and jump and play. You'll be men and women someday.
Games people play and walk a mile in my shoes. Don't make you want to go home. Hits for this guy and many others that he written. Joe South and one of the lesser hits, Children, from 1970s, 22 till 4 in the morning. All right, let's do it again. Name it and claim it. Had one more round, had a round earlier. Sid in Grand Rapids, Michigan, wanted the Johnny Horton Battle of New Orleans. All right, it's up to you what song you want. One of the major hits or one of those oddball things, whatever you like. You can win this contest once, that's all. I always mention, of course, you can I hasten to add that you can continue to win the other contest, but this one, one shot. Your job now is to call and select the song you want. Any hit of the 50s, 60s, 70s, or 80s that you'd like to have on cassette, call. And somebody said earlier he'd been trying for a long time, and he said the phone rings and nobody answers it on this contest. Well, we have a lot of lines that ring, and I can only answer one. So if the phone rings, then you got through. If the phone rings, you got through. But only one of the people on the phones can win. So you're not ignored. Just I can only take one winner. So let it ring for a little bit, and let's try it again. Round two now. Name it and claim it. What song would you like? 571-8484 in Louisville. Long distance, 1-800-444-8484. Stick Shift, Duels, next up, early 60s. guitar songs. Stick Shift, the Duels, instrumental from the early 60s, I believe, 19-4. All right, I got my name and entertainment winner, second one this morning, to the phone. Donna, hi.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
Parksville.
You up all night or just getting up?
Just getting ready to go to work.
At what time?
4:15.
Oh, my. Who in the world asked you to come into work at 4:15 in the morning?
Target. Somebody's got to unload that truck.
Oh, you get to do that, huh?
Help, yeah.
How long do you work till noon?
About 11 or so, yeah.
Well, that's all right. At least you got the rest of the day then, don't you?
Yeah, I got it to sleep.
Donna, what song do you want? Now, you said you hadn't won on a radio station since the old WKLO days.
Mm-hmm.
Been a long time, huh?
Yeah.
But you finally, boy, you made it through. You got about 9 lines ringing, and yours is the one I punched up this morning.
Excellent.
What song would you like?
Do you still have the old Glenn Miller? I think it was In the Mood, done by Chicken. Do you know?
Oh, yeah. You're talking about Ray Stevens.
That was it.
The Hen House 5.
That's it. Do you still have that?
Yeah.
That was
hit in the 70s.
I've told my kids about that and told them, and they think I made it up.
You kind of like that one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It is okay. All right, let me get that on cassette, and we'll get it out to you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Donna.
Bye-bye.
Donna's in Clarksville. In the Mood, the Hen House 5. That was Ray Stevens. We'll have to play that in a while. We'll get that on the show Monday for you. Thanks. Here's Brian Hyland. Run, Look and See, 1966, 3:45 at WHAS. One more, got a couple more prizes yet to take care of this morning, and we better make this last call on the request line, final chance. Get your song in, songs that you want me to include on the early Monday morning show. Here's WHAS Storm Team weather, clear and cold, overnight low 30. It is a cold morning. Sunny day today, 57 the high. Then 44 tonight, cloudy, 57 again on Thunder Saturday. About a 40% chance of showers then. Sunday looks like 56 or so. So a cool weekend, but 57 today be a lot better than the 40-some we had yesterday. West wind at 6, clear in Louisville, 34 degrees. Wind chill is 29.
Coach Ron Cooper and the Cards get ready for a new season. See them play at the Kentucky Derby Festival U of L Spring Scrimmage at Cardinal Stadium. Kickoff 10 o'clock tomorrow. It's free, and the first 1,500 fans get free Kentucky Derby Festival pins. Come early for the pancake breakfast from 7 till 10. Adults $10, children $5. Sponsored by Kroger and...
Foundations in those bad, bad old days from 1969. 3:50, 10 minutes till 4 in the morning. Or I'll get you a gift certificate this morning to Team Sports. You can find U of L and UK products, another brand new apparel. 3 locations, Indian Trail Shopping Center, Maritime Bounce Town, and Worthington. Story about whom? That's what I want to know. Didn't come up with that. Who's that story about? Sam, you almost heard. Who's it about? About this. When a tale about somebody gets a $20 gift certificate to Team Sports. All right, once more. Who's he saying about?
Is my story sad or
true? All right. Who's it about? Just tell me if you haven't won it 2 months. 20 gift certificates to Team Sports. 571-8484. song was 98.6. That's Keith and Tell Me To My Face from 67, the Odd and Obscure Hour here, 6 to 4. Sherry, thank you. Get your $20 gift certificate to Team Sports. The story, sad and true, is about Runaround Sue. Yes, Dion. Going to do one of Dion's songs all the way through here in a little bit. Let's see, next hour, another nice prize giveaway. Going to get you some sausage and some heavenly ham and some RC Cola. Put that all together and get that to you next hour. Bobby V, a lot of hits, a lot of major hits. You know, well, you know about his major hits, but the minor ones, Hickory, Dickory, and Doc. Was a hit, wasn't a very big one. That's an oddball thing. Yes, it is. Bobby V's Hickory, Dickory, and Doc from 64, I think the year. 3 till 4 in the all-night show here. Well, we have an hour to go yet. Final call. Request line open yet. 571-8484. 1-800-444-8484. Take a little weekend break after next hour, and then meet you back here Sunday night at midnight into Monday. Playback songs you've been calling for this morning. Next hour, we have a few more requests to get in. We'll do the Morning Almanac and a look at some of the other news, some of the Hollywood news and such. Do that about 4:40 or so. But on the way to 4 o'clock, Bill Doggett, Honky Tonk, of course, was a huge success story for him. And a lot of other things that were really very listenable. Minor hits like Soft.
People running at me saying, get out of here. I've never seen people run like that in my life.
They were running in Fargo, North Dakota because a dike had given way, spilling the Red River into the town, inundating at least 30 miles from the high school. At the time, residents were hoping they would escape further damage from the river's record flood crest. As one resident put it, oh God, did it come. Officials are saying it's little as possible about the tightened security measures they've ordered in federal facilities around the country, with the anniversary coming up this weekend of the Branch Davidian incident and the Oklahoma City bombing. David Barron is acting administrator of the General Services Administration.
We've been upgrading our security since the event over the last 2 years, so we've done an awful lot of things. Spent $159 million and implemented a whole lot of recommendations, virtually all the recommendations of the building security committees.
But there were few details on the additional security that that money paid for. Two tobacco industry biggies, R.J.R. Nabisco and Philip Morris, continued to talk with plaintiffs about one settlement to satisfy all the current and future liability claims for people who smoke. The figure being discussed is $300 billion, a figure former Surgeon General C. Everett Koop says isn't nearly as big as you might think.
The amount of $300 billion, as huge as that may seem, is really a paltry sum when you think of the fact that that's over 25 years and how many people will be dying each year from now until that period expires. It comes down to about $28,000 per death, and I don't think that's really adequate.
Dr. Koop says his greatest concern is that millions of young people and adults are already nicotine addicts. He says they're hooked, and he says they're not likely to be included in any such settlement. What do they do? You're listening to ABC News.
Men are from Mars.
Women are from Venus.
Oh, you read the book?
Not yet. Sounds good.
Oh, it is good.
You've read it?
Heard it. I got it from my audiobook club.
Wait, it's an audiobook too?
Oh, yeah, lots of bestsellers are now. The Celestine Prophecy, that new John Grisham, The Runaway Jury, Jerry Spence, How to Argue and Win Every Time.
So that's your secret. But who has time for all those?
I do, and you do too. If they're audiobooks, I listen to mine while I commute.
I could do that.
If you'd like to listen to the books you haven't got time to read, welcome to the club, the Columbia House Audiobook Club. Join now and take any four of today's best audiobooks for 99 cents. Call now for our book list. Pick any four you want for 99 cents. And remember, there's always time for a good book if it's an audiobook.
Does not include shipping and handling. Members must purchase four titles over the next 2 years at regular club prices.
Call 1-800-357-1634 for details. 1-800-357-1634.
The Air Force says it's getting close to giving up, at least for now, on finding an A-10 Thunderbolt jet that disappeared on a training flight over Colorado a couple of weeks ago. They're convinced that the plane went down in the Rockies, but they found no sign of it, and if they don't find it in another 5 days, they plan to call off the search. A loan from Bob Dole is going to help Speaker Newt Gingrich pay off the $300,000 penalty for admittedly violating House ethics rules. Is that the end of the matter? Could be.
Speaker Gingrich is appearing today in Pennsylvania with several Republican House members, seeming confident that he has put the ethics issue behind him. Some Democrats may have objections to the loan plan, but others seem willing to let the matter drop. More important to the Speaker, he got a standing ovation from his own Republicans, a visible vote of confidence from the men and women on whom he depends to keep his office. With his personal problem resolved, sources say Gingrich can focus on producing a legislative record in this so far do-little Congress. Vic Ratner, ABC News at the Capitol.
The flu season is over. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta says the disease claimed more than 20,000 lives in the U.S. during the winter months, many of them in nursing homes where there were numerous outbreaks among the elderly population. 38 states reported major outbreaks at one time or another during the season. The peak occurred in December. This is ABC News.
It's 4:04. Good morning. I'm Eric Cooper, News Radio 84 WHAS. Louisville skies will be filled with fighter jets and bombers today as the aircraft touchdown for Thunder over Louisville. Tomorrow's air show will feature the world-famous Thunderbirds. Louisville native Rob Gibbon is piloting one of those birds. The Seneca High School graduate says he never dreamed he would fly an F-16.
Well, that's quite an honor. We enjoy that. And that's one thing we want to stress is the fact that we're just a small representation of a much greater Air Force with men and women doing all kinds of jobs all over the world, and we're proud to represent them.
More than 120 aircraft will perform in tomorrow's show. They will also be on static display for public viewing both tomorrow and Sunday at the Kentucky Air National Guard base. More now about the alleged leader of an Eastern Kentucky cult group charged with killing a Tennessee family. Natasha Cornett says she has been hearing demons since she was 2 years old, but she insists she is not insane, and she says her father, Satan, will come to her aid. The 18-year-old says she turned to Satan because God never answered her prayers, and she says the end of the world is near. She wants the youth of the world to, quote, raise hell while they can. The head of Kentucky Action and Anti-Tobacco Group says the tobacco industry is on the run. Physician James Roach's comments come as two of the nation's largest tobacco companies are reportedly trying to settle lawsuits filed by victims of smoking-related illnesses. Meanwhile, the University of Kentucky's Dr. David DeBurton says he would be surprised if any settlement did not include immunity for the tobacco industry. 4:05 at News Radio 84 WHAS. Here are Thursday's winning numbers in the Kentucky Lottery. Pick 3, 138. The pick 4, 2362. Cash 5, 3, 9, 15, 16, and 34. And the Hoosier Lottery Daily 3, 3, 6, 9. The Daily 4, 5, 3, 3, 7. And the Lucky 5, 1, 4, 11, 21, and 35. The Storm Team forecast is coming up next. 4:06 at News Radio 84 WHAS.
Workers' comp, workplace violence, occupational injuries, and OSHA regulations are issues concerning all of us. At the 13th Governor's Safety and Health Conference, state and national experts will answer all of your occupational safety and health questions. This informative and educational conference will be held April 23rd through the 26th at Louisville's Galt House East Hotel. Over 54 workshops will be featured, as well as 118 exhibit booths. The workshops cover areas such as OSHA standards and record-keeping practices, ergonomic programs, workers' comp, and human resource management. They are designed specifically for employers, employees, safety committees, healthcare professionals, human resources staff, occupational, and industrial hygienists. CEUs will be provided for many of these groups. Registrants may also work to receive the OSHA 10-hour construction safety and health certification. Keynote speakers include Governor Paul Patton, Lieutenant Governor Steve Henry, and Dr. Scott Geller and Hank Flick. For registration information, call Don Cook at 502-564-3070. Sponsored by the Kentucky Safety and Health Network.
Being local means covering what matters to you. Listen to Jane Norris, 9 till noon, a local talk show on 84 WHAS, Kentuckiana's news, weather, and traffic station.
WHAS, storm team forecast.
A freeze advisory in effect this morning, mostly clear and cold otherwise with a low at 30. Sunny in the morning and then increasing clouds in the afternoon with a high of 57. Slight chance of showers towards dawn for Friday night. Cloudy otherwise and a low at 44. Then a chance of showers on Saturday for thunder over Louisville. About a 40% chance of showers with a high of 57. Sunday's forecast, mostly cloudy. A chance of showers again by late in the day with a high at 56. Clear skies, 35 degrees in Louisville. I'm Eric Cooper, News Radio 84 WHAS, Kentuckiana's news, weather, and traffic station. Depend on it.
Bobby Purify, I'm your puppet from 1966. It's 4:13 at WHAS. Joe here, good morning. Coming into Friday morning already. It's a clear and 35 degrees. West wind at 5. Cool morning. Cold morning as advertised. Overnight low 30. About 57 today. Here's your almanac for Pet Owners Independence Day. Is that what today is? Pet Owners Independence Day. April 18th. It's Friday. 1775 today, the midnight ride of Paul Revere began. As Bill Dawes and Sam Prescott took other routes, Revere rode from Boston to Concord in order to warn the colonists that the British were coming. Paul got all the glory, but was captured by the Redcoats before he got very far. And it was Dawes and Prescott who carried out most of the mission, becoming the unsung heroes of that evening. Devastating earthquake struck San Francisco today in 1906, followed by raging fires. Lasted 48 seconds, registered 8.25 on the Richter, qualifying as America's worst ever earthquake. City's downtown area burned for 3 days, destroyed 4 square miles, killed 700 people. Our publisher, William Randolph Hearst, advised a New York editor, don't overplay it. They often have earthquakes in California. Another powerful earthquake hit the area in 1989. 1923 today, the first game was played in Yankee Stadium, which later became known as the house that Babe Ruth built. The first laundromat opened by J.F. Cantrell in Fort Wayne, Indiana, today, 1934, was called a washateria. In 1942, this day, General Jimmy Doolittle made history when he led 16 B-25 bombers on the first U.S. air raid against the Japanese mainland in World War II. 1956 today, actress Grace Kelly married Prince Rainier of Monaco in a civil ceremony. Church wedding took place the next day. Bill Russell was named player coach of the Boston Celtics this day, 1966. In 1981 today, the longest professional baseball game began. It was on this night at 8 o'clock, 1981. Play spanned 3 days, 8 hours, 25 minutes. Umpires suspended play at 4:07 in the morning on April 23rd. Pawtucket, Rhode Island beat Rochester 3-2. Cal Ripken Jr. played third base for Rochester. More than 1,000 pitches were thrown, 160 baseballs used. 1,740 were in attendance for the first inning, 23 for the 32nd. The sellout crowd saw the final 33rd inning on April 23rd. As the fans left, Peggy Lee's Is That All There Is was played. 1993 today, David Koresh and as many of his followers were killed when the 51-day siege at the Branch Davidian compound near Waco ended in fire after federal agents crashed their way in. This is the day that Roseanne filed for divorce from Tom Arnold, 1994. They were married on January 20th, 1990. Charges were dropped and she refiled on May 13th. All right, got some birthdays today. April 18th, Eric Roberts, the actor, is 41. Amy Mills, actress, it's her birthday. Daughter of actor John Mills and sister of actress Juliette Mills. She was in Pollyanna, for which she received a special Oscar in 1960. Had a few hit records as well. Let's Get Together from The Parent Trap was one of them. Haley Mills is 51 today. John James, the actor, he was on The Colbys. He's 41. Conan O'Brien, the late night talk show host, 34. James Woods, actor, Emmy Award for My Name is Bill W. and Promise. Nominated for Best Actor in Salvador and many other films. Chaplin, Straight Talk, Getaway, Lorenzo's Oil. James Woods is 50 today.